This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Guess what? It's a Tuesday, and that means it's time for another edition of Creative Impact. It's a weekly series in which we focus on the creative industries in Washtenaw County and the impact it has on our lives. Our content partner for this segment is the Arts Alliance, and the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance is none other than Deb Pollack. Welcome back.
David, it's fun to be in this Creative Impact Studios with you. You know, fun. Sometimes the arts and creative industries are just fun. That makes me happy. And, you know,
well, it is what gives pleasure, right?
It's true. And our guest today, her work makes me happy. And I bet that's true for lots of other people that know her company and her work. We have the pleasure of welcoming the owner and artistic director of Matawi Tile Works to the show, Noelle Matawi.
Welcome, Noelle. And it's a real pleasure to have you here on 89.1 WEMU.
Hello. Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Noelle, you don't know me, but I am a kind of a music fan, a music fanatic, a garage musician, as it were. So I've heard of garage bands that have gone on to careers in music. You might be the first garage art tile maker that I've heard of that has had this kind of success. What's the story there?
You know, I really did start the company in a garage, kind of like Hewlett-Packard. I was hoping to get my parents to send me to an art school in England to learn how to run an art business, and they said, no, tell you what, we'll buy a house in Ann Arbor as a real estate investment, and you can rent it from us and start your company there.
The dream lives just in a different location.
Exactly.
So you trained at, you went to Penny Stamps, and then you worked at Powabic Tile in Detroit. So did the garage tile work start before or after Powabic?
Kind of during. So, you know, I worked at Powabic for a little while, and then I discovered that I'm not that employable. I'm a little opinionated.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I wanted to do things my own way, and I wanted to do the fun jobs that I wasn't going to get at Powabic, like actually designing the installations. I was working there making tile. Yeah, I wanted to be able to run the whole show.
Well, both you and Powabic use that term, handcrafted tile work. So when you say you want to do it your way, how did you adapt so that it all sounds obvious when you say handcrafted, but what does handcrafted mean to you, and why does that hold a special definition in the product you put forth?
You know what? If you knew how tile was made in large industry, you wouldn't ask that question.
Clearly, you've exposed my ignorance.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
No, but I'd love to learn.
You know what? The biggest difference that you can see is that in tile that's made the way we make it, which is kind of like pottery, so it's very low-tech as far as ceramics goes, but that allows for beautiful glaze effects. So you get art and studio-like glaze effects when you basically handle tile like pottery, as opposed to trying to make it in a manufacturing plant where they can make as much in an hour as I make in a year.
Right.
Wow.
At the company, but they can't get the same visual effects that I can.
You know, when I was putting this show together, I just kept having flashbacks of making clay craft projects as a kid. You know, feeling the clay squish through your fingers, getting all muddy, molding it, trying to hand build something, failing and trying again. And I was really proud of those projects, you know, a turtle, a bird, or whatever it was coming
ashtray
out of the kiln. Ashtray. Did you do an ashtray? I did one of those too. I was kind of jealous thinking that you and your team get to play in the clay all the time. It's probably really not like that every day, but as artistic director, what do you get to do?
These days, I design the tile, and I look at the process, and often I have some helpful hints on how we should be making the tile, of course. You know, early in the company, I did everything. So I did the accounting, and I made the tile, and I glazed the tile, and I mixed the glaze. At this point, I have the delight of being able to design the graphic tiles, mostly with Adobe Illustrator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Tool. Yeah, it works great. And then we use a little bit of technology. We use a CNC technology to actually create the exact line artwork that I create for our graphic tiles, which I love. And then on, we're back to handwork, hand glazing, and hand finishing the pressed tile.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and we're talking with Noelle Matawi, the owner and artistic director of Matawi Tile Works in Ann Arbor, the maker of handcrafted tiles as individual art pieces and for residential and commercial installations. Now, there is a definitive and distinct recognizable style. When people hear the word Motawi, they know exactly what we're talking about. How would you describe your aesthetic, and how was that? Where did that inspiration come from?
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear you say that. You know what? Basically, I'm only making things that I'm proud of. That's what Matawi gets to make. One thing that I do is integrate the background with the figure of the with the actual motif in the tile, and you can see that really well in our butterfly tiles. So that's a sneaky thing that I do. I also, every tile is based on some kind of, I call it a sort of a dramatic visual hook. There's something going on in a piece of artwork that's got some drama, and you know, research has shown that when I think something is great, the public does too. I'm glad that people are grabbing onto this intangible thing, which is my taste, and that's what you're talking about.
Right.
But it has to do with pieces that have some kind of balance, pieces that are typically unified in their appearance. I use a lot of convexity. That's going to sound funny, but really do. I since back in sculpture class at University of Michigan, I've always made things round.
So
take
clay,
the edge off.
Right. So clay, as much as I like squishing it through my fingers, I don't know anything about different kinds of clay for pottery or tile work. Do you have to use certain kinds of clay for your tiles?
You do. The kind of clay that you would make a ceramic tile with is completely different than your perfect throwing clay. It's going to have some more grog, some unfired particles. It's going to be rougher than an ideal throwing body. And so there are clays that are pure white porcelain that, you know, they kind of, they're great for throwing on the wheel and they handle like butter in the best way. And then there are clays that are more like ours, which is still white, but there's so much content of larger particles and a mix of sizes of particles that it dries well without deforming, really romantic things like that that we look for in a clay body. Ceramics is part art and part science for sure.
Well, once you've got the marriage of the two, it comes together in beautiful form. You've designed a lot of projects for murals, installations for homes, and in businesses. Do you have any favorites that are out there in the public that we might notice or see?
I have two favorites in Ann Arbor. One is the child reading mural at the Pittsfield branch of the Ann Arbor Public Libraries.
Oh, yeah, and I know that piece.
Yeah, it was our first public mural, and we were super delighted about it. And the other pieces we have, which more people see, are the murals within the University of Michigan Hospital.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So on every floor there, you know, there is a mural across from the elevators. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So we take our team out to visit our tiles on site once in a while. So I had the entire team of the tile works. There's maybe 30 of us we were tromping around the hospital. And as a group took a corner and saw one of our pieces, there was a woman with her nose 2 inches away and kind of stroking the piece and looking at it. So she was communing with it in a place where you have a lot of bad news typically,
right.
You know, in a hospital. And she was so embarrassed. But, oh, my gosh, before she scuttled away in embarrassment, you know, we were just so happy to see her.
It has to be
gratifying. With the
art. Right, I bet that meant a lot to you.
Yes, you know, it's there because it's healing.
Right. And that means
that's why it's my favorite.
And there are more and more reports all the time talking about how important that is in a hospital setting. So you're regularly open for public tours, and you're coming into your very busy season with the holidays, and all that information will be on the website when we put this up. So thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of behind-the-scenes view of the Matawi Tile Works. Really a great creative business here in Washtenaw County.
Yeah, thank you so much for the conversation and sharing your art with us.
Well, you are very welcome. Hope you all have wonderful days.
Thank you.
Noel Motawi is owner and artistic director of Motawi Tile Works in Ann Arbor, the maker of beautiful handcrafted tiles as individual art pieces and, of course, for residential and commercial installations. Deb Pollock, we'll see you again next week, I assume?
Yes, sir. We'll be back with another creative conversation.
Looking forward to it, as always. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.